Almost exactly 4 years ago, a young couple threw what they called a gender reveal party in the El Dorado Park, part of the San Bernardino National Forest in California. As part of their celebration and their photography, they had a pyrotechnic display of smoke and sparks behind them as they announced the gender or the sex of their unborn child. Because of those sparks, 33,000 acres burned down in San Bernardino Forest. Dozens of homes were lost. One firefighter lost his life fighting the fire. And just earlier this year, the couple pled guilty to this federal crime of using fireworks or fire in the national forest, and the husband is spending a year in jail because of it. The tongue is a fire. How great a fire is set ablaze by a small spark, our scripture says. It is a world of iniquity, James writes. It stains the whole body. It sets on fire the cycle of nature. The tongue is set on fire by Gehenna, or hell, in this reading. That is to say that at the very root of a tongue that does harm and creates chaos and destruction, at the very root of it is evil itself, James writes. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That couldn't be more wrong. What James is telling us is that sticks and stones may hurt my bones, but words will set people on fire. It will set communities on fire. It will set ourselves on a destructive fire. Just think about recent events in the news. Just the rumors. Now, these are rumors being spread about immigrants and refugees in our nations. The rumors alone on social media has led to bomb threats. Schools have had to be closed. City offices have had to be closed for days on end because of unsubstantiated rumors. The tongue is a fire. Just think about what our young people are dealing with now in school and online, in social media, with gossip. Even spreading gossip that's true, let alone false, has led our young people to suffer more than we can even imagine, because our young people, their reputation is the most sacred and treasured possession that they have, and it's being trampled upon more easily than ever before, leading many of our teenagers and young people to hate themselves and even want to harm themselves. The tongue is a fire. And think about slander when people publish things against their foes online, or they speak publicly against them. Just a few years ago, I was on a pastor's page on Facebook. I thought it would be a good idea for me to be part of this page for pastors from our church body. Not here locally, but nationally. On that page, we were approaching Transfiguration Sunday, and one of the pastors made a joke and said, "Don't call it Trans Sunday." And after that, there was this attack on certain people and mockery and dehumanizing speech on there. And I and some other pastors called them out on it. Think of it what you want. Whatever your interpretation of it is, it's wrong to mock and to tear people down by words. The tongue is a fire. how great a forest is set ablaze by a small spark, Scripture says. Also, a few years ago, I was living in an apartment that had one of those small, really kind of more of a decorative fireplace, because you couldn't burn real wood in it. The only thing that you could burn in it was these treated artificial logs, and you would just light it and it would have a nice glowing fire. The cat liked it, but it didn't put off much heat. We let the fire burn out. I got up early the next morning. I swept it into a paper bag. I put it in the dumpster. And then 2 hours later, I heard fire alarms. I looked outside and there were flames coming out of our dumpster, and I kind of had an Urkel moment. Did I do that? Yes, I did that. Just a careless act with fire. Think of all the injuries that happen around Independence Day, July 4th. Just a careless word, like flicking a lit cigarette out the window as we drive through the countryside. A careless word being flicked out of our mouths can create so much harm and destruction. The tongue is certainly a fire. And even an accusation against a person in authority, even a teacher in one of our schools, just the accusation alone, even before it's substantiated or proven false, removes that teacher or that person from their job. They're suspended until there is further investigation. And think about how we use humor. And what we are really doing is cloaking our humor with destructive words. There's actually a proverb in Scripture that talks about this. Like a maniac who shoots flaming arrows at their neighbor, so is the person who shoots flaming words and then says, "Wasn't I joking?" And my favorite, perhaps, in our Christian culture, how we slip in just a little bit of gossip because we say, "We need to pray for so-and-so. They're being a real jerk." Or they did this or that. And really, what it really is gossip. No human being can tame the tongue, Scripture says. No human being can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil full of deadly poison. Those are strong words, but they point us to the one who is no mere human being, Jesus Christ himself. Think about how God uses fire to build people up rather than tear them down. Jesus said, "I didn't come just with water in my baptism. I came to baptize with the Holy Spirit and with fire." And so God brings a refining fire, just as a metalsmith brings gold and silver up to a hot temperature using fire and pulls off the dross, all the impurities off the metal, so that it glows and brightly shines, just as you and I are supposed to shine in Jesus Christ. And so God, by the Holy Spirit, sanctifies us. Think about the disciples on the road to Emmaus who experienced this fire. They didn't recognize Jesus, but along the way, Jesus revealed himself in the Scriptures. They heard the Word of God as taught by Jesus. And at the very end, when they were thinking about what had happened, they said, "Were not our hearts burning within us?" And so Christ has come to light a fire in us, the fire of his love. And then on the day of Pentecost, a great wind ushers into the room. Tongues of fire rest on all the believers in the room. And all of them speak in languages they themselves had not learned. And people heard the mighty acts of God through those tongues of fire. They heard about the forgiveness of Christ, his death and his resurrection, and the promise of eternal life. And it pointed to the fact that one day, all nations, tribes, and tongues, and people, that God would light a fire among people, whether they're male or female, Jew or Gentile, slave or free, that we will all be lit in Jesus Christ, bringing his light and the warmth of his gospel as it burns in our hearts and comes through our lips for his glory and for his name's sake and for the benefit of our neighbor. In the name of Jesus, amen.